Republicans, redistricting, and a Democrat leading in Texas. Several domestic political developments this week form a coherent narrative about where both parties stand heading into the 2026 midterm cycle. In an interview with Punchbowl News, Trump said voters are angry at Republicans, not me, a remarkable statement for a sitting president to make about his own party. It is a distancing maneuver consistent with his pattern of separating his personal political fortunes from the broader GOP brand whenever polls turn negative. The polling context gives the comment added significance. Democrats are leading on the generic congressional ballot. A Democrat is ahead in the Texas Senate race, a result that would have been nearly unthinkable two election cycles ago. And Tennessee's newly redistricted map produced real upsets in its first primary test, demonstrating that redrawn districts do not always deliver the outcomes mapmakers intended. When incumbents lose primaries in redrawn districts, voters are typically expressing dissatisfaction with the party establishment through the one channel where they retain leverage. Trump's comment that he could probably get along with Hakeem Jeffries as House Speaker also drew attention, suggesting he is already gaming out scenarios where Republicans do not hold the House after November, or where Democratic votes are needed to move his legislative agenda. Separately, he said it is way too early to endorse Vice President Vance for 2028 after private donor remarks surfaced, a signal that loyalty flows from Trump only as long as it serves him, creating uncertainty for those around him. On the Democratic side, Kamala Harris delivered a keynote in New Orleans explicitly calling on Democrats to show ruthlessness. The word choice is deliberate. Democrats have been criticized internally for what some describe as a defensive, proceduralist political style. Whether that rhetorical shift translates into a genuine change in party strategy and infrastructure is a separate question, but the signal to the base is unmistakable. A new ICE policy explicitly allowing the agency to withhold body camera footage it deems unfavorable, combined with the White House using an AI-generated Spider-Man image captioned, "Your friendly neighborhood ICE agents," prompted scrutiny from both transparency advocates and reportedly Marvel and Sony's legal teams over unauthorized likeness use.